It's Been a Minute with Sam Sanders is an hour of conversations with journalists, actors, musicians, and listeners to gain a greater understanding of current events in pop culture. Sam Sanders was previously a key member of NPR's election unit and one of the original co-hosts of the NPR Politics podcast. It's Been a Minute joins the WVXU and WMUB schedule starting on Saturday, October 7th. I recently spoke with Sam Sanders about the show. Sam, thank you for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
Now, describe this show to us. What are listeners going to hear when they tune in to It's Been a Minute?
Yeah, they are going to hear an hour-long radio version of a twice-a-week news talk show we've been putting out since June. And the central premise of the show is me talking out the news of the week and current events with friends, colleagues, and newsmakers. So we aren't just a news ticker. We talk about all that's going on in the world, how we should process it, you know? And so there's two parts of the show. The first is a weekly wrap where I sit down, usually with two other journalists, and we talk through headlines, big and small. We call up listeners, and that gives you kind of a nice sum of the week that was, right? And then the next part of the show is what we call deep dives, me in conversation with newsmakers, politicians, showrunners, music producers, actors, comedians, and that will be the hour for you. And the goal is that our listeners finish that hour feeling informed and enlightened, but also, like, they've just had a bit of fun, too.
So this is going to have a real conversational tone to it, then?
It's very conversational. We don't script it that heavily. A lot of it is us riffing, you know, but also being very informed. I mean, we do a lot of prep for the show, so I come to the mic making sure that I've done my homework, but also wanting to let these conversations flow where they should.
Now, this sounds like it's going to be a mix of news and pop culture. Am I reading that right, Sam?
Yeah, totally. I mean, I think when we started making the show, Brent Bachman, who produces it, and I, we really wanted the feel and the sound of the show to mirror the way that we consume news and current events in our lives. We don't just consume news about politics. We don't just consume news about music. We talk about all of it holistically, and that's what the show is trying to get at. We also have a lot of interaction with our listeners, so we call at least one listener and talk about the news with them. And we have our listeners send us the sound of their own voices describing the best things of their week. And that's everything from childbirth to a promotion at work. But we have that right up next to our talk of the news, because when we consume the world, we consume it all at once. You know, when I'm scrolling Facebook to see what's trending, I'm also seeing my brother talk about his son's first day back at school. And I think that we want this show to sound pretty true to life, to the way that our listeners live their lives.
How did the idea for this show get started? You started as a podcast, and then it's turned into a show. How did all this get started?
Yeah, you know, it's towards the end of the election season, I had been on NPR's campaign team covering Bernie Sanders and Trump and Hillary Clinton, and also co-hosting the NPR Politics podcast. When my time was coming to an end at Politics, Brent Bachman, who made the Politics podcast, told me over pizza one night. He said, I think we should try something new and, like, try to make a new show. And I didn't take him seriously. I just said, sure, whatever. If you can swing it, let's try. And before I knew it, he had set some wheels in motion, and we spent a few months after the inauguration this year just trying out ideas, talking to people, going to the booth and trying things out. And we eventually actually ended up doing some pilot testing in NPR One, NPR's streaming news app, for several months to see what felt right. And then we made it a podcast in June, and now we're making that podcast a radio show. So it's been several steps to get here, but at this point I feel like we've worked out enough of the kinks to give you guys something that sounds all right.
I really love the fact that you do that positive story at the end of the show. I mean, that's such an important thing nowadays.
Yeah. I mean, I think that it is very easy, given the current political climate that we all live in, to only think about that and to only think about negatives. And that's not good for us. as human beings. And I think that it is totally okay for all of us to still take time to celebrate life and good things, big or small. I think it's good for us to still be able to laugh at ourselves and at the world, which we do every week in this show. And I think it's okay to have fun. And that is the goal of this show. You know, we want to make you smarter, but we want to try to take a little bit of a load off your shoulders at the end of the week.
Can you tell us the story? What's behind the name It's Been a Minute?
You know, it's funny, and I'm going to try to give it to you short. But we had been going around and around and around about trying to find a name for the show. And that was actually the hardest part of the process. And a name that my Aunt Paulette suggested that I loved and wanted to make happen, we could not because it was the name of another podcast. But the name that I wanted was Conversate because it is a weird twist on the word converse that some people don't think is a real word, but I like that. And it also gets to the point of us just trying to have some conversations on this show. Turns out there's another podcast called Conversate. Couldn't do that.
Aww.
Brent had a few ideas for the name of the show that didn't work out either. And we ended up at a friend's wedding in California. Of a good friend of mine, Tom Dreisbach, who actually, funnily enough, produces Kelly McEver's podcast, Embedded. And we were talking at the reception with Tom's sister and telling her how we had had a really hard time thinking of a name for the show. And over her glass of champagne, after she had just officiated her brother's wedding, she said to us, how about you call it It's Been a Minute? And I said, oh, yeah, that's it. So our friend's sister gave us the name.
So give us your best pitch, Sam. Why should people listen?
Yeah, I mean, I think that it is hard to find news content that can help you learn and also help you laugh and maybe make you cry all within the hour. And I think that there aren't too many shows coming at you right now that really have a core of humanity inside of them. And I think that what we're trying to do every week is remind ourselves and our listeners that we're human and life can still be good and we can be citizens of this world and consumers of all this news and still be people, you know, who live and breathe and are normal and, you know, live life and love life.
Sam, thank you for joining us this afternoon, and we're looking forward to having the show on WVXU.
Thank you guys for taking the show. I'm looking forward to hearing it on stations soon.
Sam Sanders, host of It's Been a Minute with Sam Sanders. Here's the beginning of the show that aired September 12th. Sam talks with reporters about the ongoing Russia investigations in Washington.
Hey, y'all. Sam Sanders here. It's been a minute. Every Tuesday on the show, we bring you a deep dive. Today, I'm talking with two really great reporters about President Trump's foreign business deals and Russia. Adam Davidson is a writer for The New Yorker. He also worked at NPR for a long time. Some of you might know his work from his days at Planet Money. Adam's written two really big stories this year for The New Yorker about some recent business deals between the Trump Organization and some sketchy foreign actors. Also in the mix today, we have NPR's Mary Louise Kelly. She covers national security for NPR, and she has been following a lot. All the spy world and political threads on Russia and Trump, Russia's possible interference in the 2016 election, and any possible collusion with the Trump campaign. The two of them together just make for a really smart and informed view of what is going on with Russia. All right, let's get to it. Here's me with NPR's Mary Louise Kelly and Adam Davidson from The New Yorker. I think we have Adam on the phone. Hi.
Hey, guys.
Hey. You know, I don't think we've ever met in person, but I feel like I know you because I love all your work so much.
Well, vice versa. I feel the same.
Hi, Adam Davidson. It's Mary Louise.
Hey, Mary Louise.
So my first question. You know, news of the last few weeks has taken the country's attention perhaps a bit away from these ongoing investigations into the Trump campaign, possible ties to Russia, But those investigations are still going on. There's a House investigation, a Senate investigation, and also a special investigator?
Special counsel
special
investigation.
Counsel.
Yeah,
okay.
So I'll tackle that one. So Congress, after its traditional summer recess, uh-huh. showed up back in town, and there are multiple investigations going on the Hill.
Yes.
If you'd like to hear the rest of that show, there is a link to the podcast on our website, WVXU.org. And listen to It's Been a Minute with Sam Sanders each Saturday morning at 10 on WVXU and WMUB beginning October 7th.